Hello and welcome back to another episode of Low IQ featuring Cole Anderson James and
Joseph
and
Harry's back.
Harry is back. It's been ages.
I don't know when this is going out, but there'll probably be some.
This will go out probably next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it hasn't been too long for them.
No.
For me, it's been ages since I've been here.
Well, we bulk recorded
like
six in a week.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing it for ages.
You fucked off for like a long time, didn't you? That's why.
I did.
We haven't talked about that.
No, we haven't really spoke about that, to be fair. No one's asked me.
Do you want to start with this?
Well, I'm getting a call from Shrewsbury.
Well, don't answer it now then.
Where's Shrewsbury?
Shrewsbury's ages away.
Shrewsbury.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Right.
Okay. Great
good
start.
Sales
great start to the podcast.
What the fuck? Okay. You always know when it's a sales call. He goes bloop.
Does
what,
it?
What? Yeah. You don't know that.
Have you been watching Scammer Payback? They're so good.
No. What the hell? No.
But really good content. You guys should watch the scam call content. He basically like hacks their accounts and he like goes into their CCTV and then calls the police and he watches them raid them and shit.
Oh, and then he says their names, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He says, oh, is this Mohammed? And he's like,
well, why would it be?
Okay. Is this Sam? Or Ahmed?
That's not even an Indian name.
Well, why would it be Indian name? What do you mean? Because I'm saying Muhammad is the most common name in the freaking world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, read a book for once.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but I'm saying their names aren't usually like that.
What are their names?
Like Rashni. No, it is. Rashni is one of them.
Rashni.
Okay. I think so.
Rashni.
Rashnef or something.
Okay, what nationality is he?
A lot of them are in Calcutta, India.
A lot of them are in Bangladesh.
I don't know about that one. A lot of them are in Calcutta, though.
I wonder why. Why are they all Indian?
Because...
Is it that gym guy you watch? Jim Browning?
Jim Browning's good.
He's good.
But a lot of them, you actually kind of... There's some of them which you actually feel really sorry for. And he gave one of them a job, I'm pretty sure, because he was like... he was scamming, but he... he hadn't scammed anyone yet. And when he called this person, he was like, oh, look, this is a scam. I don't want to scam you. Please help me get out of this. But apparently they're like a mafia over there. Like, they'll fucking kill you.
So he's expecting this fucking American guy to come over and save him?
No, he was like...
the mafia kill him.
Yeah. They were like, I will help you take down this scam call center.
Fuck it. Like all being recorded, by the way.
No, they weren't recorded.
Well, they are though, aren't they?
Nah. They haven't got recordings in India yet.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
true.
Actually really cool. Like, and then sometimes like they like get their webcams, they like hack their computers, get all their files.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
It's like so crazy. But they scam people for millions, like old people.
Well, not millions, surely.
No, millions. Some people they scam millions
really?
Out of them. Yeah,
really?
They're a rich old person who don't know what they're doing.
Surely if you're a millionaire, you're not... That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, but you get stupid millionaires like you. Prime example. Out of all of us, you would easily get scammed. I reckon you could be scammed.
Oh, you could get scammed.
Oh my God, have I not told you?
Well,
I've been scammed.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Oh, I don't know if I've told you this story.
Is it the speaker one?
Yeah, the speaker.
Yeah,
story.
The speaker.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah,
I have told you.
That was fucking stupid.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, I was at uni. I'll make it quick. I was at uni, second year, I think it was. This is ridiculous as well, by the way. When I think back to it, anyway, I was walking down the street. I was late to uni lecture, and this van pulls up, and he's like, "All right, mate, I'm trying to get rid of these fucking speakers. I work for this speaker place, right? I'm trying to get rid of these speakers."
So,
I'll give them to you a really good price. Otherwise, we have to take them back to the warehouse and then we don't make any money on it. You know what I mean? So I was like, "Oh, right. So that's a pretty, pretty good deal. Actually, how much do you want?" And he was like, "Just give us a fucking 500 quid. And I was like,
500.
I'm a fucking student, so I've got no money. And then, anyway, I'm like, he actually says, "Oh, do you want me to plug him in to show you if they work or not?" And I was like, "Nah, I believe you because you've said that they must work."
That's the most stupid thing.
Well done.
Yeah, but why would you? You could get speakers for 500 quid anywhere.
Because
that's a lot for
because he said they're worth like 2 grand, and I looked on eBay No, he showed me on eBay, and they were like,
of course you did. You believed him.
And I believed it. And they were like $2,000.
But why would you not want to listen to them? That seems,
I don't know,
borderline
stupid. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, it's really stupid.
That's bloody stupid.
But it gets worse because I don't know if I told you this next bit where he drives me to the bank and I get this 500 quid out, right? And then we go back to my place. And he bums me. No, we go back to my place and we walk in and we never locked the front door. So I just open the door and let these guys in and they put them in, right? And we close the door. And they must have seen that we don't lock the front door. So that later that night, about 3 a.m., we got robbed.
You're a fucking
idiot. That's just natural selection.
Yeah, that is.
That
yeah.
Stupid. But now look at me. I'm thriving somehow.
Yeah,
in the wild.
I don't know about that.
It's an unfair world we live in, really.
It is.
Yeah.
There's people out there saving people's lives, and you're the one with money.
I don't know if that was fucking money. You're speaking as if I'm Jeff Bezos.
Well, yeah.
So there you go, guys.
Anyway, so how was your holidays?
Yeah, this all came from asking about your travels.
Oh, yeah. My holiday. So I went to Dubai for Christmas. I've never been away for Christmas before. And that was interesting. That was really good, actually. It didn't feel like it was like 25 degrees on Christmas Day. Didn't feel like Christmas. I went to this little, they're called brunches out there. And it was like the swimming pool. Everyone was around there. They were dressed up as like Santa and an elf, I think. This guy was doing like Michael Jackson moves on the stage and stuff. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I had a dip in the pool when they were serving food and all this. And then I went to, and they have like drone shows. They put drones.
Oh, they're so sick.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
How the fuck do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they've got lights on drones and they make moving men.
Skeletons
and fucking robots and shit. I'm thinking Dubai is just mental.
Yeah.
Mental.
And then I went to Bali with some friends. There was like 10 of us. And then we did some mushrooms.
Nice.
On the beach.
Nice.
Unreal.
How did it feel?
It was good. So I wanted to split it with my mate, Sonny. And because we were going to do
an actual mushroom.
So what they do is they get these little black mushrooms and I wanted medium strength and I was going to share medium strength with my mate. And then I said, I'm medium. Yeah, medium. You're doing me medium. And then he makes them. And I said, oh, is that medium? And he goes, oh, I thought you said strong. And I was like, right. Stupid.
Another time you've been scammed.
Yeah, I know. No, I only paid him for medium. So I was like, fuck this guy. Anyway, so what they do, they get all these mushrooms with their hands. And they shove them in a blender and then they just blend them up and put, I don't know, some sort of stuff in there, like liquid stuff.
Oh, that's good then.
Salt and pepper, yeah. And then I drank this shake and all 10 of us were on this beach and we were just like the water went all jelly and yeah, sick.
Oh, we haven't told you about when we went to Prague. I keep forgetting you didn't come with us to Prague. We almost got in a fight with the mafia. Right?
You nearly got in a fight.
I nearly got in a fight with the mafia.
Right.
Yeah.
How?
The Russian mafia.
Was he in Prague?
I'm assuming, I think he was Russian, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely Russian.
Okay, what makes you think it was a mafia?
You could just tell they're a mafia.
Okay.
But anyway, do you want to tell this story? Because I wasn't under the impression I was going to get, I thought we were just being mates.
Well, you say it and then I'll correct where he needs correction.
Well,
because Jack was delusional.
Well,
okay, I haven't heard this.
Well, this guy, he was like some bald, big Russian guy. He wasn't like muscly, was he? He was kind of...
No, he wasn't a big guy.
He was just...
Yeah. Was he short?
He wasn't short, but...
His mate was short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he was like, you know those guys that go around clubs like pushing people and being loud and trying to start fights? He was one of them. So we walk over to our mates and they're like, oh, watch out for this guy.
Mm.
And... So I just started like kind of staring at him.
No,
because I was like just watching what he was doing. And then suddenly he comes over to me and he would not leave me alone. And he didn't care about anyone else. It was just me. And he kept shouting Russian in my face. And I was laughing because I didn't know whether he was joking or whether he was angry. Because right. Russians sound angry all the time. So he was like, I should. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. Fuck off. You little fucker.
Get a bit of headlock. Fuck off.
And I was like, I don't know what you're saying, mate. This is fucking bonkers. And, anyway, so I kept laughing in his face and he was getting in my face and I was just going, just laughing.
Right.
And then I was just saying stuff like bantering him and his mates, but they weren't laughing back. and then apparently, like, whilst I was like in a face-off with this guy, a bunch of other Russians came back, and one guy picked up a bottle ready to deck me, apparently.
Really? Who said that?
Yeah, Callum said that, didn't he?
Callum said that.
Callum sees things.
And then everyone was getting scared. Everyone was like, Jack, we need to go. And I was like, nah, come on, these are my new mates. Boys.
Yeah, you're there dapping this guy up like, yes, brother, lovely to meet you. It's like Russian mafia. He's there with a fucking knife, yeah. Oblivious.
There was literally so many of them behind me, apparently, and I was just dapping them up.
Wait, were they smiling and laughing?
No.
The guy was just... He was just like screaming. He wasn't laughing.
He was just
joking.
Screaming, rushing,
screaming around. Yeah.
Did he know who you were?
No, definitely not.
He couldn't even speak English.
Oh, he couldn't speak English at all. And everyone was shitting themselves. And I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with all of you? Why are you shitting yourself?"
I mean, it was a bit scary. I don't know if someone picked up a bottle. I mean, it was a bar.
Probably not.
It was a bar.
He probably went to go for a drink.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's what I said. I
was he's not going to bottle you for doing absolutely zero.
Yeah,
is he?
But the scary part is, after this, we went to this corner shop in Prague. Mm. We were looking for like souvenirs and stuff. Anyway, we go to this counter. And on it is knuckle dusters, these huge knives, flip blades, and you could just pick them up from your corner shop.
Oh,
and like tasers and stuff.
Yeah,
tasers.
Yeah, you just buy a taser from the corner shop.
It was crazy. How like these guys could have just had knives that they could have just bought from the local off license.
Fuck,
nuts.
I wonder how much a do you see how much a taser was?
No, I didn't look.
No, I didn't look. Actually.
I wonder if they got pepper spray. I've always wanted. I think girls should carry pepper spray.
Mm.
I think
for you.
For me. No, I think that I know it's illegal, but...
Is it illegal?
Yeah. Pepper spray's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In America, they all do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's still illegal in America.
You know pepper spray is actual peppers.
Is it Carolina?
It's just like a hot pepper. Yeah, I was watching Bear Grylls because he was...
It's sort of in the name though, isn't it?
He was in... Yeah, I know, but you'd think, oh, it's probably chemicals.
Mm,
but
true.
Bear Grylls, he was in the woods and he was like, oh, this fucking pigeon isn't seasoned. So he put pepper spray on it to...
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I've never seen that episode.
Yeah, watch it at some point.
Well, I won't. I won't watch that.
I'll just take my word for it then, I suppose.
But I think women... It's very dangerous outside for women.
It is.
And we don't appreciate how dangerous it is for women.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because we're guys. And I think, I sometimes think about being a woman. And I walk down the street. Okay. No, I walk down the street sometimes at night.
Pretending you're a woman.
Strutting down.
I'm just strutting down, yeah.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know, guys.
No. And I think to myself, wow, I'm kind of hot. No, I think to myself, oh, wow, I could be killed here.
Well,
or kidnapped if I'm a woman.
Do you know what people say? Do you know what people say about that, right?
What do they say?
So you know how you're scared when you're wearing your nice watch in London?
Yeah.
Right? So let the okay, sorry.
Calm down.
Okay, just listen. Being a woman is like a guy walking around with 100 grand in a briefcase. Because for a guy, a pum-pum is like 100 grand.
What, like, to a weirdo. And it says like 100 grand on the briefcase.
Yeah, and it says, look, I've got 100 grand.
Come fuck it.
Yeah, it's like it's unlikely to get robbed, but it could happen.
It could happen. It's more likely to happen.
If you've got 100 grand, it's more likely to be
that's
robbed.
What I'm saying. Or you're wearing a really nice watch. This is the same as
I'll
being
say
a
watch.
Woman. Yeah, watch.
Is,
of getting robbed.
To a woman getting what?
Getting
molested.
Well, anything.
Stop, he's putting you in a corner here, stop it.
Well, a woman getting anything, a guy being weird to a woman.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I mean, every girl I've been with has had it at some point. In fact, my mum and girlfriend had it a few days ago. They were driving out my road and a little 14-year-old kid pulled his pants down.
That's more embarrassing as a kid, isn't
it? Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, why did he do that?
Why did he do that?
Just some little fucking wet wipe.
Yeah, but why did he do that?
Just to be funny. He like showed him their ass and he's like, fuck off, what are you fucking doing? And showed his ass.
No.
Did he show his willy?
No.
He's not that ballsy then, is he?
No.
So.
Literally.
Exactly.
But I think that, it's a dangerous world. Stay in, stay safe.
Did you see that video?
Or get pepper spray. Carry on.
Did you see that video of that train in Japan where it's like a carriage only for women? I think it's
a
good idea. What?
Yeah, that reminds... Me.
This podcast. I forgot how much we flip-flop topics on this podcast.
No, it's relevant. Crazy. I'm saying about women because I think that's a good idea.
I bet this won't be relevant.
No, it is very relevant. Where was I?
I don't know.
I was in somewhere.
Right.
And I was on a train.
Right.
Okay.
No, and I stepped on this train. I think it was Dubai. I stepped on this train, I think. And I went into this carriage and I sat down. And I was like, fucking hell, there's a lot of women on this train. And then they're all looking at me as well. And I'm like, do they fucking like me or something? What's going on? And then
of course he immediately goes to everyone fancies him.
No, and then this woman was like looking at me. And I was sort of like looking, I was like, what are you doing? And then she goes, she says something. She's like, and then she points to this sign. And it says woman only zone.
Mm.
And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, that reminded me of like Rosa Parks' time of like blacks only, black people only. Imagine that. That's weird. Like,
yeah, but I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, but it was strange.
It's the benefit. Yeah. It's not to benefit the
women, not to segregate them.
Yeah. No, I know. But I felt it was like, fucking hell, I didn't. I was like, wow, that's weird. It's good though.
This is a story I was going to say because there was this woman only section of this train, and you know, have you ever watched those videos of those like audit people who go around businesses to cause trouble?
Yeah, I do watch them a lot.
I don't think I have.
It's funny. You must have seen them where they're
like can't pay, we'll take it away.
No. They're like people who are like, am I detained? They'll go into a library and they'll be recording shit, and they're like, you can't record here. And he's like, do you know my human rights?
Or he'll fly a drone over
it.
And he'll be like, because it weighs 50 grams, I can actually legally fly my
drone. Well, there was this bellend that was doing that on the trains, like, do you know my human rights of freedom of movement? And all these girls are like, really nut. They're like, what?
We'll get this free.
Just fucking go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's the same with gyms. Women only gyms are a great idea.
JD have got that.
Because guys are weird in the gym. My girlfriend had she was like doing some leg stuff and this guy was filming her and she like got her phone out to like record it for the gym to say, look, this guy's filming me. And then he was like FaceTiming people and like putting it anyway. The gym did fucking nothing.
They're not gonna, are they? They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
They don't care. Apart from JD gyms as women only sections, that's brilliant. Yeah. And I'm always like, oh, I wonder what's going on in there.
You're the problem. You're the issue.
No, you twat. Not like
what's
that.
What's going on in there? You could sneak in when you do your girly walks.
Yeah, I just put my wig on and go in.
Yeah.
No, but the men are creeps. Like, if a girl walks past, you can see everyone's eyes just and their fucking dicks go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
No, but you can see if a girl's doing bum exercises and she's got her bum out, guys will look at that. Some guys.
You're trying to be so philosophical.
Yeah, you're just
trying to get the approval from our listeners.
Right, girls? I hate periods.
Periods are weird, though.
Are we going on to this?
No, we're not.
Imagine the first person to have a period.
Well,
yeah.
The dogs have periods.
Also,
dogs do have periods.
I was thinking about this the other day. We should talk about imagine the first person to. That's a good game. Because imagine the first person to walk past a parrot.
Yeah, but no, because a parrot, it learns from a human. It doesn't know what it's saying.
Yeah, okay. But let's say there's a parrot in this room and he's just eavesdropping into our conversation. I walk past it. I'm like, you all right, mate? And he's like, yeah. What? That's fucking mental.
Yeah.
Why can you talk?
It'd be like, good morning, good morning.
That's fucking Did you not? Why do we not find that mental that a bird can chat to you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've accepted it.
Why have we accepted that?
What would the parrot say if it was listening to our podcast a lot?
It would
just racist.
It would say all the shit that's cut out.
Yeah, all the stuff you don't see.
Yeah. Yeah, it would
that's
say
not,
a lot.
That's not making it either.
A lot of shit. I went to Leeds the other day.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the boxing.
Misfits boxing.
I saw your story.
Go
on, you say.
And it was quite entertaining. You know, Elle Brooke.
She fighting again.
She fought that, I can't remember her name now.
AJ Tracy.
Soon as I said it was wrong. AJ Bunker.
Yeah.
And she knocked her out.
Knocked her out big time, yeah.
Yeah.
AJ Bunker was going in for like something, a punch probably.
And, or a kiss.
It could have turned like that.
Could it?
You know.
Right, we'll carry on.
Oh, yeah. And then Elbrook smacked her in the face and she literally dropped like a fucking... like, I wasn't expecting... Yeah, because I was... Because female boxing is less... how do I say it? It's less...
How do you completely contradict what you're talking about?
No. What I'm saying is I think that in men's boxing, they hit usually hit harder, don't they? So I would have thought that would knock someone out more. But Elbrook obviously hits quite fucking hard.
She's releasing a lot of tapes.
Sex tapes?
Yeah.
Really?
On P-Hub.
So you've been looking that up?
No.
How do you know?
Well, I've just been hit through the grapevine.
I've
heard through the grapevine she was on the homepage the other day.
Homepage? Porn?
That's big.
That is.
Yeah.
You saw her on the home? Did you watch it?
No, I heard through the grapevine.
Okay, did you see through the grapevine?
Did you watch it? I actually didn't know.
I feel like it's weird since we met her.
Yeah, it's
I
weird.
Feel like it's weird now to...
To what? Well, so before that, you'd wank.
To see through the grapevine.
Before that, had you been seeing through the grapevine and wanking at the grapevine?
I would have seen through the grapevine at one point, maybe.
So you busted through the grapevine
onto her face and made wine?
I don't think I would have busted. No, I would have just heard through the grapevine.
What? How many videos do you watch?
What, a day? Or?
No. Wait. So do you... Okay, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're watching something like that, something nasty...
you pervert.
Do you just do it from one video or do you scroll, keep watching different videos?
I don't even watch that shit.
Oh, come on Harry,
hurry up.
I've seen that in my life.
Harry, no one's gonna watch this.
It's just between the boys. Say it to the mic.
Just the boys. No one video will do me.
How long does it take you to find it?
Oh, this is way too far.
No, come on,
how long does it take to find the video?
Yeah Do you have to scroll?
Do you search?
I scroll a couple, yeah.
And what are you searching?
Big batty gal.
No, come on.
No, I'm not. This is weird. I don't even watch that stuff. That stuff is bad for your mental health.
What do I type in? What do you type in?
I don't.
Not even either.
Me neither.
No, I actually don't watch. I'd probably watch porn once every 6 weeks now.
Really?
I would say, yeah. I try and save my cum just in case it's needed. I don't know. Oh, I don't think I've got a big sperm count, so maybe I might freeze my sperm because I've never had a pregnancy scare ever, and I've only used a condom once in my life.
Why did you use it that once?
It was my ex, and she said, basically, that's weird actually. So she came round. First meeting, I was like 18.
First meeting?
Well, I picked her up.
You had a meeting with her?
Well, no, in my room, mate.
Oh.
Right? I picked her up. We're in my room and I ended up...
Shagging her?
No. Well, I did. But I ate her ass first. Right? That's the first thing I did. Which is weird, right?
First thing you did with this girl you've never met was eat her ass.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
Before anything else.
And she wouldn't touch me. And then I don't think I slept with her that night.
How did it lead into eating her ass?
Yeah.
I think I was, I don't know, I don't want to get too much into it, but I think I like went down on her and then I just ate her up. And I think that was the first time I did it. And then that night, I don't think we had sex. And then the next time we did.
Wait, so you just ate her ass and then she just left?
Yeah. That's so weird.
Just dumped her shit in my mouth and left. Have you had a pregnancy scare ever?
No. I don't
you have a sperm
like that. But I was going to, speaking about misfits, we got a question here. Right. Who are you choosing out of each other to fight on an average Misfits undercard? If they win, you gain millions of followers each. However, if they lose, you have to fight a post-Coke bingo...
not Coke bingo.
Post Coke bingo.
Sorry, I can't. Can we enlarge that?
Post Coke
binge. Okay, sorry. I can't. I don't have my glasses. I broke them. Start again.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Who are you fighting out of each other? Sorry. That's wrong.
Do you want me to do it?
You do it.
Do you want me to read?
God.
Out of the three of us. I'm going to fuck it up now. Who are you choosing out of each other to fight on an average Misfits undercard? If they win, you gain millions of followers each. However, if you lose, you have to fight a post-coke binge Tyson Fury. You can't choose yourself.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
So low IQ. Don't get the question.
Who are you choosing?
Wait, so...
Aiden, clarification.
Producer.
Let's get in the mic.
You have to fight a post-coke binge Tyson Fury, which is when he's definitely at his most dangerous. You have to pick... Cole, you can't pick yourself. You have to pick between Harry and Jack. So whoever wins, you all get millions of followers. But if that person loses...
Oh, okay.
You have to fight... Post coke binge Tyson.
Oh, right. Okay, right. That's...
Okay. So.
Who would you pick out of me and Harry to fight post coke binge Tyson Fury?
Would he be better if he was on a coke binge?
He'd be more ravenous.
More energetic.
He would be more energetic.
Imagine. I think that's what coke does. I wouldn't know. Yeah. Would you know?
Are you on a coke binge?
Yeah, what? We also on a coke binge?
Oh, yeah, are we on a coke binge? No, we're not.
I reckon
we're
say where you can be on coke.
We can be if we want.
We can be on whatever, yeah.
Okay. He's coke if binge. You want to do coke, you can do coke in there.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But we wouldn't do that, would we?
No. But what I'm saying is I think maybe Cole.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, Cole, me or Harry?
Oh, well, Harry's a bit of a dweeb.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Bullied
on I'll pick Jack.
Yes.
Fuck.
And Harry, who would you pick?
No, fuck off. No one asked now.
Imagine I didn't say you're a dweeb. Who would you pick?
I think Jack's got that dog in him.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I've got the dog in me. You have no dog in you. Got a chihuahua in you.
Mate, yeah. How's Jack got a dog in him?
I do have a dog.
He explained a story where he would make himself fart with his mate in his room.
Yeah. Sorry, that doesn't mean I don't have no dog in me.
What? You did that in front of Tyson. He ain't going to be taking no shit.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. I'm sure Tyson Fury farts.
Yeah, but no, you opened your arsehole in front of your friend to fart.
They didn't see it.
Well, you're in the same room, right?
Mate, I literally just told you a story about how I beat up the fucking mafia, so pretty sure I got the dog
beat
in
up
me.
The mafia.
So why would you pick Jack over me?
I think Jack's got that resilience about him.
I do have resilience.
How?
He'd keep going until he's dead.
Yeah.
Whereas I think you'd give up.
You'd give up.
You'd get punched in the face once, be like, ah.
What you would do is get bored 3 minutes in and go on your phone.
Yeah, maybe I would.
All right, fine.
I've got another question.
Wait, just speaking of Misfits, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I didn't finish
you,
that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ed Matthews lost.
Mm-hmm.
You did a little story poking a bit of fun at him.
Yes.
Is there anything on the cards there? Or?
He doesn't care about me.
Yeah,
he doesn't care about me.
That was a crazy knockout, though. He landed on the desk.
I know. Yeah. The thing is, right? People were saying to me at the place, they were like, "Cole, would you ever get in the ring? Who would you want to fight?" And I was like, looking at Ed's performance, him. He was shit. He gasses out way too quick. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind the bloke, but he after one round, everyone was saying, "Oh, he needs to knock the guy out, Pineda, in one round. Otherwise, he's fucked."
Is Pineda any good?
Well, I didn't think he was, but apparently he's a professional boxer.
He's a professional, yeah, pro
but
fighter,
he looks a bit like skinny little sort of like a grasshopper or something.
Mm.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
doesn't he?
Grasshoppers are strong though, despite contrary belief.
I think you're thinking of
ants.
You're thinking of praying mantises.
The same grasshopper, praying mantis, same thing.
They're really not. Shut up a minute.
What's the thing in Kung Fu Panda? Praying mantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're fucking strong.
It's an animated film.
Yeah, but ants are one of the strongest.
Well,
so.
Finish Misfits?
Yeah. Go on then.
Thank you.
Fine, finish it.
Right. So Ed Matthews, anyway, was knocked out. And he fell on a table and then he didn't even go back in the ring to say he lost. He just went.
Yeah, he just left.
He just walked off. And hey, Harrison, HS, Tiki Toki, he looked fuming and then he just walked off as well. And then I don't know where they went. They just went into the distance. And then
he was fuming. Did you see that girl try and interview him?
I think it was a man, wasn't it?
No, there was another girl. Oh. And she's like, "Harrison, what do you think of the fight?" And he grabs the mic and lobs it. He's like, "Fuck off."
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, yeah, you would if you, if your best mate
yeah
just got made a mockery.
Would you do that if I lost?
No, because you wouldn't react the same way Ed would.
I think,
oh,
yeah. Ed would. Ed, the way Ed would.
Okay. No, no. What riveting content, worst podcast ever.
I think you'd take it like a man.
I think you'd both take it with comedy, which I think
we would.
Way
which
to
is
it.
The ease? I think if I did get in the ring, which I would. So if anyone watching this, hit me up. I would fight you.
Desperate?
No, I'm not desperate. It's just I think I could bang someone out. Anyway, if I did lose, which I wouldn't lose, I would just make it into a joke.
Yeah, like, that's the best way of getting out of an embarrassing situation.
Just laugh at yourself,
or just like that's what I do. If you like shit yourself or something,
no one does that. But carry
on. You know when you just shit yourself?
No. All right, think of another embarrassing situation.
You fall over.
Yeah, if you fall over.
Instead of like being like, oh god, and like avoiding it, you like overdo it. I just fell over, guys. You see that?
You see that? I just fell over.
For fuck's sake!
Yeah.
That's less embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask the next question.
Go on.
If you were offered $1 billion, but you disappear immediately and your family friends never find out what happened to you, are you taking the money?
Well, I think the main part of life is having family and friends.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
Billionaires aren't happy. And ultimately, the goal of life is to be happy, right? That is life.
That's what I said in the last, didn't I? Remember that? I said that in like a million podcasts ago.
I was speaking with Isaac yesterday and he said every episode of the Low IQ podcast ends up in what's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
Does it?
I doubt it.
No.
But Isaac's brain topic has come up at least five times.
Yeah, but I'm saying being happy is... Okay, let me give you an analogy here. Yeah. Right. Let me break this down for you.
Please.
Why are you twitching at me?
Where was I twitching?
Your face is twitching at me.
When?
Just then.
What happened? Where?
Your face was twitching
at
me.
What part?
Your cheek.
Was it?
Yeah. Freaking me out. So let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
And let me answer them for you. No, wait.
What? You're going to answer your own question?
No. I'll answer the real Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
God.
Carry on. Yeah.
Okay. So why do you need money, Harry?
I know you're going to say this, but to enjoy my life.
No, but what happy. Do you do with that money?
Buy things that I like and need.
Why do you buy the things that you like or need?
To make my life easier more fun.
What does making your life / more fun equal?
Happiness.
Happiness.
This is what
you
I said
get
stop.
Money to be happy.
I agree.
So why would you need £1 billion if you're going to take away that happiness?
Plus, as well, £1 billion, like, obviously, we're nowhere near £1 billion.
Obviously, yeah.
I think they can guess that one.
But I feel if you're earning, like, 50K plus a year, that's more money than I need.
How much do you spend a year?
Well, I don't know. I don't really keep track.
Well, you must know roughly.
How much I spend a year on? I don't know, mate. I don't spend much, probably.
I think
you know how much Jack spends a year on just FIFA points.
Oh,
you spent like £2,000.
No,
you told me the other day you spent like £2,000.
No, I didn't say I spent £2,000.
You did. You said you upped it.
No, I didn't. Has it been more since the £300? And I said, yeah, a little bit more.
You said either £1,000 or £2,000. Which is it?
Well, it's £1,000.
Well, of course you're going to pick the lower option.
No, it is. I saw it on the way
okay,
up. It's a grand. But that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For someone that doesn't stream FIFA at all. It's a lot
yeah,
of
money. HMRC. I do.
It's on his tax return.
He does.
I'm planning on streaming it.
Yeah, so it's a tax write-off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally put down as streaming on his revenue thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I stream.
Do you?
Yeah. Right. Honestly, I'm going to be streaming heavy.
You're going to be streaming.
Yes.
So you can only claim when you
No, that's
it's
not
in
how
preparation
it
for streaming.
It's an investment for streaming.
Okay, fine.
Like buying a camera, but thanks.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was you going to say about that?
I don't know.
He asked you how much you spend a year.
I do have a good question, though. So I keep seeing these TikTok clips where it's like they're asking women how much should your partner make a year? And there's these like big fucking ogre fucking girls.
Oh yeah.
They're like, he needs to be making $500,000 a year. Mm. Fuck off.
Easy.
Fuck off. No, but it's also like, well, you make money as well.
Yeah.
I hate that.
because it's supposed to be an equal playing field now, isn't it? Mm. I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we should probably make the same.
But also, so how, and also they were like, on your wedding ring, you should spend like $100,000. That's never fucking happening. I'm never doing that.
No, no.
Ever.
Isn't it?
3 months.
Yeah.
Three months wages.
I'm not doing 3 months wages on a wedding
spend...
ring. A fucking millions, mate. Fucking, you can't buy a wedding ring for that much. Fucking hell.
No, how much would you spend on a wedding ring if you had to spend 3 months?
I don't know.
Listen up, Annabelle.
No, go on.
I don't know. It depends on the
month.
Do you
want me to tell the people?
Go on, and you, how would
no,
you?
No, no, about yours.
Go on, then.
I reckon 180K.
Right.
Yeah.
Yours would be 300 quid.
Yeah.
Is that true or not?
No.
More?
No.
Less?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, I've got a would you rather if you would like to hear it.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it, Harry?
I'd love to hear it.
Would you rather die in an avalanche, slowly suffocating in the icy cold snow, or be dropped in the middle of the ocean, knowing you'll inevitably gas out and drown?
We can't read. We can't read.
I don't. Yeah, it's so hard.
It's pressure.
It's pressure. When everyone's listening,
Let me tell you something. Then my biggest fear is being left in the ocean.
Yeah,
that's like my biggest of all time. Because I'll tell you why. Because the brain, when there's so much open space and you don't know what's going on, your brain imagines things. Mm. So it's all black underneath you and you're like, I don't know what's there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you're going to die anyway in both situations.
No.
The would you rather says it, you are.
Yeah, it does say you would die.
Okay, but I'm saying you might not die in that. But how would you go about surviving if you were lost at sea and you just had a little life support dinghy to look after you? What's your first way of going about that?
I would, for food, for a fish, I would shaft over a hook and I would maybe cut a piece of my flesh off.
Why?
Because what else are you going to use as bait?
You'd probably have scraps.
No, you wouldn't have scraps.
No, you got nothing.
Okay, so in this scenario, we don't have scraps.
Then I would just cut off my nipple.
Why would you cut off your nipple? They were not going to like that.
They won't want your nipple.
Well, what would you do, Einstein?
All right, I'll tell you what I'd do. So what I'd do is I'd get blood.
From where?
What? From yourself?
Blood? No, because I could catch a fish easy.
No. Catch the fish then.
Do you know how many times I've been fishing? How many carps I've caught?
You don't have a fishing rod or bait.
Okay, right. Well, you want me to go and tell him I make a fishing rod?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'd do, in life rafts, they have an element of string that goes around it. So I'd start undoing the string, get about 2 meters, I'd say. That's where the fish level is.
The fish level.
The fish level.
And what I'd do is I'd get a can of soup.
Mm.
And
No, sorry.
Whoa.
No, you don't have a
you
can.
You don't have
soup.
Any of this.
Well, we've got to have some cans.
No, you don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have cut off my fucking flesh.
But in
flesh.
A life raft, they have cans of stuff.
Just eat the can of soup then.
No, because it's not longevity, and that's survival. Longevity is the most important thing.
I don't know if fish like soup. Do they like soup?
No, they don't like soup, but let me get into it. Okay. So, you know the little top thing on a can of soup that you open it with?
Yeah.
I'd split that in half with my bare hands. I could do that easily.
Okay.
And I'd sharpen it, right, to create a hook, because that is a perfect shape.
What
for
you sharpen
hook.
It with?
The other part of metal.
Right.
So I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Attach it to the string.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You don't need a rod in every fishing rod.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can use string.
Okay, right.
On your hands.
So they're going to see the string, though, aren't they?
Huh?
They're going to see the big fucking chunky string.
You think fish are that smart, mate?
That's why fishing string is see-through.
Yeah, but they don't know that much.
But is that
why?
No,
that's not why.
True, is it?
Yes, it is.
Fish cannot see a fishing line and be like, oh, fuck, that's a fishing line.
They're very suspicious creatures. They are suspicious creatures.
Very suspicious creatures.
That's not why.
The reason...
Look up-
they are see-through is because the fish can see the fucking string.
Let's look. There's no way that's true.
Okay,
no
okay. Way. Well, what about the big hook?
It's covered in meat.
It's no, covered it's up. Not. I've fished before and you cover it in a maggot.
Oh, right. A maggot then. It's
no,
covered.
What
the
I'm
hook
saying
is, covered,
is the maggot doesn't cover the whole hook.
Yeah, but they don't know what a hook is. They know what string.
Oh, so they know what string is, but not a hook.
Just look it up, please. Clear colours. Reflective. See?
Reflective.
That's harder to spot by the fish.
Reflective. This fish don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, so you're going to get to me and Google now, are you?
Yeah, but they don't know what they're that's Wikipedia.
Look, no,
what does it say?
It says, lines usually use high specific strength material with clear colours and water-like refractive indices, thus harder to spot by the fish, such as poly something.
Well, we don't need to know what it's made of. But there's no way a fish...
Yeah, I feel like fish don't know what a line is.
I have
fish. Well, read!
I don't believe it, man.
I've got a pet fish, and that fish is thick as shit. He keeps going into the fan to try and kill himself.
Well, he's depressed because he lives in you, watching you wank every day.
No, he's not in my room. He's in my kitchen.
Watching you eat every day. That's fucking hell.
Okay, so anyway, I'd get the string. I'd get my hook that I now have built. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd take a bit of my blood out and I'd create a bucket of chum. Trust me.
I don't know what a bucket of chum
Trust me. I watched this thing about an oil rig.
Yeah.
And what they do, they get a bucket of chum, which is like blood, and they chuck it off.
Chum is more than just blood, though. It's like meat bits, isn't it?
No, but my chum is just blood.
Put hair in it as well, so yeah. It coagulates.
Yeah. Oh no, I'd put chum.
What did he say?
And the tomato sauce. I'd put the chum in the tomato sauce, chuck it off the boat. Trust me, fish are going to be flying over that for days. They love that. I'm going to put the hook in the chum. So all the chum is going to make.
Sorry, have you made this word up, chum? Because I don't
chum
know
so no, much.
Chum bucket.
Right, okay.
That's what plankton lives in, a chum bucket.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, well, you act to me like I'm stupid here.
See, chum bucket. What is a chum bucket? See?
Yeah, that's...
Chum bucket, is coming up with SpongeBob.
See, chum bucket. Look, that's a chum bucket, blood.
Yeah, like okay. But it's got bits of fish.
It's got bits of fish, but but that's what I'm saying. So when I catch my first fish, my chum bucket improves.
Mm-hmm,
so I catch a fish, get the blood out of that fish, make another chum bucket, put that in the sea...
Mm.
Catch a bigger fish.
Mm.
Unlimited chum.
Unlimited chum, unlimited fish. And because there's so much chum in that space, the fish can't see the line because the water's opaque.
It's chummed.
You've over-chummed it.
And I also do it at night because they don't have night goggles.
I don't have night vision goggles. Are you sure they don't have night goggles? I'm pretty sure fish...
Can fish see in the dark? What do fish do at night time, innit?
Can we talk about something crazy? It's related.
Okay.
There's a fish that has a fucking light bulb on his head.
Yeah.
Swear down.
Angler fish.
Can we... No, but there's other fish with bigger light bulbs. Can we look up the light bulb fish?
Which fish has the biggest still light bulb?
No, but there's other... No, because they're just a certain type of one.
Are they?
But there's a fish that literally have lights on their head. It's nuts.
Female angler fish.
Yeah, the angler.
But I want to talk about then... Look at that. That's mental.
Is that an evolutionary trend?
Look at that. He's just got a light bulb on his head.
If you saw that coming
towards
you.
That's the one from Finding Nemo. That one's not real.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Yeah.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, that's Dory's in that one. That's not real. That Dory's in it.
That looks real.
That one's... Oh, no.
That's literally Dory, man.
Oh, that's real.
It's Dory in fucking Merlin.
No. When he scrolled up.
Okay. But don't you think it's crazy how things evolve like that? I watched a video the other day of a fish, but it was like just, you know, coral?
Coral reef, yeah.
Yeah.
The betting company.
Well, no, just coral, sea coral.
Yeah.
So there's a fish which is made of like corally stuff. So it looks like coral. Yeah. And it's got this thing in its forehead.
That's just a worm.
I think I've seen
that. And then the other fish are
like... It's a lure, isn't it? It
goes... Yeah, but it looks exactly like a worm and it flips it all about and the other fish are like, fucking hell, it's a worm. And then they go towards it, he retracts it and eats them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nuts. There's also a fish which is made of feathers and it's just feathers, just floating.
It wouldn't be just feathers.
Look at the feather fish.
No, I know. Please, Aiden, I think it's called a lionfish, right?
No, no, no. This is full feathers. It's just feathers. You can watch. Let's watch a YouTube video about a feather fish. No, no, that ain't a feather fish.
That one.
No, the one you just went to.
No,
the blue one. Look at that. Visit that. Is it a bird or is it a fish?
Not the Daily Mail.
Ugh. Yeah, watch this. That's look at that. That's a fish.
What the fuck is that?
Feathers.
Is that a fish or is that like a mammal or some shit?
By the way, Aiden, is this being recorded for the viewers can see? Yeah.
Of course, there's a fucking ad.
That is mental.
Look at this.
That is a fish.
That's a fish.
What is that?
If you're on Spotify, go to YouTube and look at this. This is the most mental thing.
Yeah, go type in a feather fish.
Or type in feather fish on the Daily Mail.
If you're driving, still do it because it's mental.
Like, how is that a thing? Why are we so intrigued by aliens when there's that roaming about?
Yeah. I genuinely think octopus are aliens.
That feather fish?
And that thing, yeah.
That's an alien.
An octopus, I saw this video the other day, jumps on a rock, fucking takes a shape of... colour of a rock.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That led me down a big rabbit hole of, you know how big a big squid is?
They're big.
Fucking big.
They're well big, aren't they?
They're like size of like boats.
Yeah.
And there's some even further down that we've not got on camera, but someone's seen before and it was fucking huge.
Oh, it's because their tentacles are very, very long, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cheating.
I mean,
still big.
And they can just fold themselves up.
They can get through a hole like this big.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could get into... your ass.
I knew you'd say that. Anyway, what were you going to say, Jack?
No, I was just saying about evolution. Like, how crazy is it that we started out as nothing, right? I know I've said this before, but evolution-wise, there's now a feather fish.
Yeah.
And we all come from like a... Oh, and we came before trees, you know?
No, we didn't.
Did we?
No, of course we didn't. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm pretty sure we did.
How would we live?
Wait,
we how would get we live fact-checked? Without oxygen? That
because we came from the we came from the sea. Everything came from the sea, Jack. Everything come from the sea.
Well, what was on the land then?
Nothing, and then it grew.
Nothing was on the land.
Say what was
what came first? What the came tree first? Or the, human?
The tree or the human?
trees or life
or Neanderthals? You could
no, just
or Homo sapiens is the more scientific.
No, the first trees evolved during the Devonian about 385 million years ago. Animals, on the other hand, have existed for about 600 million years. So double.
See, that's what doesn't make sense. Why is there just trees growing? What is a tree?
A tree, yeah, like a bark is made out of. You can plant a seed, and it'll make this material out of nothing,
and it's living,
and it's breathing somehow. Right?
How is that real? Why are we just accepting that as real?
It's fucked.
That's not real. Why is a tree just woody breathing?
And why are we so perfect? Got two eyes. Why am I so perfect?
But this is okay. Let me tell you something then. We're not perfect.
I am.
Speak for yourself.
No, this is what I believe about aliens. I believe we think we're really intelligent, but we have nothing else to compare ourselves to. You're just texting while I'm talking.
Sorry.
On the podcast.
No. I'm texting the guest that's going to be on
right
next week or last week.
Well, just listen. We think we're very intelligent, right? But we're comparing ourselves to things like the feather fish or,
are we?
Or a donkey.
They're intelligent in their own right.
No, but we think, we're the most intelligent species on this planet, right? But
near enough, yeah.
Well, not, did you mean near enough? Obviously we are.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're not comparing ourselves. There could be something way more intelligent than us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we're at the top of the food chain because we're so intelligent.
You're not listening to what I'm saying at all.
Because you're boring me. you're saying we're not comparing ourselves to better. But there's no better, is there?
Aliens is what I'm saying.
But you don't know they exist.
Yeah. No, but
we're not going into alien chat again. Because everyone will just unsubscribe.
I'm pretty sure every title of video on this channel is Do Aliens Exist?
Yeah, or I know.
What's the meaning of life?
Right.
That's what we talk about.
All right, Jack.
Well, I just think it's interesting.
So guys, by the way, when I've cut Jack off before and said boring once, you had a go at me.
But there's going to be a lot of alien enthusiasts that are going to be annoyed at you now.
Yeah, I know. But you got to think, me and Jack have known each other for 3 years, right? We're not strangers. Yeah, he doesn't get insulted by that. Move on with your lives. Truth or lie time.
All right, okay. Time for truth or lie.
That's true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Is it?
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, truth or lie? Let's do a jingle.
Should we do a jingle? Do you do a jingle with the guests or not?
Sometimes we do, if people request it. If you've got this far in the podcast, please like the podcast and comment. What do you want them to comment?
You make
comment the craziest animal in the world.
Yeah, comment what's your favourite animal in the world.
No, craziest.
No, craziest.
Oh, yeah, mine's the feather fish.
Like the weirdest looking.
Okay. You do that and like the video because I like you. Jingle for the truth or lie goes like this.
Who's singing?
Jack's singing.
All right. Ready?
Slower beat. No, okay, slower. Okay. More like an Adele beat. No, slower, Harry.
Slower than that.
That, like that. There once was three boys chilling in a podcast studio. Chilling in a podcast studio, chatting about animals. But now it's time for truth or lie.
That was real good. That was a nice chill one. Yeah,
a chill one.
That was a good one.
That's the chillest one we've done, I think. It's normally beatbox.
Yeah, it is. So this is truth or lie, where Harry has a card with a truth or a lie on it, and me and Jack are going to decipher what is a truth or a lie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I've just been given this by lovely Aiden. So let's see.
Producer.
I was getting a hand job whilst lying on my back. I was having a bit of a dry spell before this, so I was on the edge of blowing the load from her first touch. There's more. Due to the position of my cock and the sheer force I came with, it shot up and went right in my mouth. She laughed at me as I tried to scrape the cum off my tongue.
Right, it seems like you purposely cummed in your own mouth.
You could think whatever you like, mate. I'm just telling the facts that
I think you've told me this, but I think you... See, I don't think Harry speaks like that.
You're analysing the text of the...
The text.
Okay.
But I think you have said you've shot it in your face before. I can't remember if it was in your mouth and you had to scrape it off your mouth.
I don't know how this would come up in friendly conversation.
You speak with the boys about everything, don't you?
Yeah, not about coming in your own mouth, though.
Yeah, well.
It's very plausible.
Very plausible.
It is plausible.
What's the furthest you've ever come?
I always come up there.
Always.
Always.
Well, no. If I do shoot a wide load, it will go... It will go to my left shoulder. I've never hit myself
so
in the face.
Oh, yours is wonky.
I think so. Or maybe I just wank wonkiness. Wank wonky.
Wank wonky.
Or maybe it's subconscious that I just aim it away.
You're a wonky wanker.
Up there. What do you do? Where did your cum go?
I don't do that.
No. You've never in your life done it?
No.
Okay, let's say hypothetically, if you ever wanked, where would it go?
Anywhere. It could go anywhere, I suppose.
You're the worst person to be on a podcast.
You ask the questions and then refuse to answer.
Yeah. Just right, say it.
So anyway, what are you, what's the whole thing with this one?
Oh yeah. Let's ask him. So who was wanking you off?
It was my ex-girlfriend.
What's her name?
This is true. I think you've told me this.
Well, okay, let me analyze.
No, it's true. Ask some questions.
How much cum went in your mouth?
Like, you know it, like, it goes,
Oh, God.
It was one of them. One,
One pulse.
That's fucking grim, thinking about that.
Wait, do you go,
No, let's say, but that's how my body feels.
He goes,
That's how I cum.
Okay, so do you make any noise? This is relevant to the question.
No, I don't think I do. I'm a silent comer.
Was your
like
mouth
assassin?
Was your mouth open because you are a mouth breather?
I am a mouth breather. That's true. But
why was it open?
His mouth's always open. If you notice,
if I'm thinking about something else, my mouth will be open.
Yeah, you could tell by looking at his face.
Yeah,
he's a mouth breather because his chin.
No, it's not the chin back. It's the overbite on the top.
Yeah, it's both.
Because I used to suck my thumb a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a thumb sucker.
I'm a thumb sucker. Yeah.
I used to suck my thumb.
What?
I don't know what's going on today.
I used to fuck my son.
I used to fuck my son.
Oh, God.
I did though, yeah.
I never did either. I'd never sucked a dummy. I didn't suck a thumb.
Really?
No. My parents wow. didn't like me doing it. It's, I was way beyond my years, they said.
Did you suck your mum's tit?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean, I don't know.
You've sucked nothing, apart from dick.
I've never asked.
You never asked? My mum.
No, but my parents never wanted me to suck dummies or thumbs.
Probably a good idea.
It is a good idea. I know someone who would suck their thumb so much, even like later in life, that their thumb was like small.
Really?
It like it shrunk sucked their it down thumb. To no, nothing. Yeah, like, it was like a little nib.
Isn't someone on who went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last year, she sucked her thumb. She's about 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People do it. Yeah. It's like, but you bite your nails. That's a bad habit.
Bad habits need to lay.
Some night. People just have like short thumbs. Like, my brother's got short thumbs. It's a disease.
You have very weird grim thumbs, yeah.
No, but my brothers are like half the size of that. It's called like pterodactyl B or some shit.
Right. We need to go back to the truth or lie, really,
yeah, okay,
don't we?
Sorry.
Can I just say something weird? Why do we all have different bloods?
How right. is that? I was thinking to anything.
We only have like five types.
Yeah, but why are there different types of blood in us?
Different nutrients, probably. Anyway. Shut up.
No,
shut
just up, quickly. I also saw this girl who had you know how we evolve slowly? Mm. I can't remember what she had, but she devolved.
What did
she devolved.
Eva.
She devolved.
She went backwards.
Oh, I thought you genuinely meant that.
She's a gorilla now.
No. She had evolved. And I can't remember what she evolved. Maybe
she
like
gills or something.
No, I think maybe she didn't have like something on her hand. This girl evolved into something. It's on TikTok.
All right, shut up. Come on.
I think, Harry, you're telling probably the truth because that is very plausible. It must happen once in your life. It hasn't happened to me, but there's still time. So I think you were wanked off and you came quickly in your mouth.
I agree.
You both agree?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Oh, you've told me that.
Well, I told you. I'll tell you the real story that I told Jack.
Okay, well, this is bullshit. You've given him a story that's basically happened.
It's a similar story, but it's not what happened.
What happened then?
She, as a joke, just like she had it like on her finger and put it in my mouth.
Oh, right.
Jack, you swayed me.
Well, he's told me basically the same
thing.
There's
a different story. This is me coming specifically in my mouth.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's in your mouth.
That's so annoying, that.
Came on a TV once.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear a weird thing? No, this is really weird. One of our friends is a night pisser. So he's got this weird thing where he sleepwalks and he pisses everywhere.
Who?
What, in the toilet?
You haven't heard about this?
No, who's this?
Harry C.
Where does he piss?
Wait, what? You don't know about this?
No, why would I know about this? He pissed in Callum's bedroom.
Yeah, but it happened recently.
Again?
You didn't know about this. So one of our mates, right, he was... Basically, there was a story before where he'd had these friends, right, and they invited him over to his house. This was a long time ago. And they just got this brand new flat screen, huge TV. And they were having a sleepover. Anyway, they woke up and he was just pissing all over the TV, but he was asleep.
Right.
And he broke the TV and I think he had to pay for it. But anyway, again, he went to my other mate's house, just him and my mate.
Mm.
And my mate woke up and he could just hear tss.
This is Callum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Callum, my mate, woke up and he was like, Harry, what are you doing? And he looked down and he was pissing over his bookshelf. And he was like, Harry, stop that. And he was like, whoa. And he was like, stop pissing. And
really?
But he was asleep. And you can't wake up someone that's sleepwalking.
I've heard that's a myth. You can't wake him up.
Well, they didn't wake him up. Anyway.
I would beat the shit out of him.
It's only when he's been drinking, though, isn't it? It's not normal.
No. I don't know whether they were drinking that night. They might have been.
I think they might.
But anyway, he sleep pisses. And then recently it happened again where he was sleeping downstairs with my mate at Cal's house.
Mm.
And Matt couldn't sleep, right? And then he just watched Harry stand up and go, undo his trousers, pull his trousers down to piss on Callum's Xboxes.
What?
And as Matt had to go, Harry, stop it. But he got aggressive because he was asleep. He was going, fuck off, I'll beat the fucking shit out of you. I'm pissing. Yeah, about to piss all over his
what
Xboxes.
What the fuck?
And then apparently my friend took him to the toilet and he was just stood like staring at the toilet asleep. For like ages.
Staring with his eyes.
Yeah, and then he just sat on it and was just on the toilet for ages.
That's creepy as fuck.
Well, weird, isn't it?
Sleepwalking is weird.
That's creepier than what fucking your girlfriend does.
Yeah. What does
she
get? Nightmares.
She gets nightmares.
Oh, where she'll just scream randomly. Yeah, I remember you saying.
Yeah.
That would freak me out, by the way.
Yeah, it does scare me.
That is scary. Anyway, that is the end of this week's episode.
Probably the most dysfunctional episode we've ever
had. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's whenever I come on, you guys just turn feral.
Yeah.
Feral. I don't know.
Get me out of here, please.
Right. See you next week, everyone.
See you next week.
Please like 5 stars.
Yes.
So you could, if you dislike, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, we'd understand after that. Understand. So
bye bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.